It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than missing your connecting flight. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat. Go. Number to call in. We're taking calls tonight if you want. 845-986-8844. 845-986-8844. 986-8844. I'm your host, Davin Roseblatt. I'm joined by Pippi Alex.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. It's been, what, like a month since we've seen you?
I know. I didn't think that you'd recognize me.
Well, it's the mustache. Anyway. You got the whole handlebar thing going on. Not too many women could pull it off like you do, Miss Helix.
Thank you. It's that special wax I use on the ends to keep the tips nice and sharp.
Yes, when Mr. Helix gave you wax, he didn't think you were going to use it for your mustache.
No,
but
I hoped not.
No, but I'm not here to judge.
Thank you.
So Pip Helix is in the studio. Joe Curry will be here later, so for like the first time, you know, what seems like forever, we're all going to be here. So that should be fun.
I know. Yay.
Fun. Gangs all together. On tonight's show, I'll tell you about my trip to Cuba.
I can't wait to hear about this.
I was a political prisoner, and I got out.
Oh, thank God.
I said, I got a fucking show to do. Yeah. Let's go. Enough.
You smuggled yourself out of Guantanamo?
You know, I always wondered about Guantanamo. Well, I'll tell you what's on the show. Then we'll discuss Guantanamo.
Okay.
We got a brand new School of Fools. I got a new You Stink. Do some scamming scammers with Jane. And some scam busters with Ann Jackson. So full show. You know, I should have asked when I was in Cuba. And we'll talk more about Cuba. But I don't understand how the whole Guantanamo thing has always worked out. Because, like, even when we didn't have anything to do with Cuba, mm-hmm. we still have a prison in Cuba.
I don't understand that.
No, I don't know how that works out. I was hoping you would.
Yeah, no, I really don't understand. No, I'm like, no. Why would we have anything there? I mean, they hated us for the longest time.
Yeah, but I guess not. I don't know how. I mean, are we so fortified there that they couldn't take over?
You'd think that there would be, like, they just
overrun. I mean, they
the
threw
place.
Out the Spanish.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
I know. Are we so butch that they can't overrun us?
I almost feel like I should have fucking Googled that or something.
Yeah, maybe before we started talking about it. That would have been good. But so what are we talking about first? Are we talking about your trip first?
No, we're going to do the trip on the syndicated portion.
Oh, okay.
So we'll do that then. I'm just like Googling Guantanamo Bay.
Look at you. This will be entertaining for the listeners to listen to you Google Guantanamo.
Well, I mean, I don't understand how it works.
I don't either. I mean, I kind of don't. I mean, by the same token, if we could have a base, you know, a jail in Cuba, why don't we have an army base in North Korea?
Guantanamo Bay, why do we wear a mask?
No.
Guantanamo Bay, how could it be in Cuba? Yes, that's what I want to know.
That's somebody's already asked.
Yes.
How could it be there? How is that possible? I know, it doesn't really make sense.
All right. I know, you know, it's located 45 square miles of land and water at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, which I know.
Okay.
Why?
We don't want the dimensions.
No, it's not. I'll go to Wikipedia because that's for reals.
So.
It's the largest goddamn harbor on the south side of the island. How do we fucking steal that?
I know. Why? Because harbors are, I mean, even though it's an island, harbors are a nice piece of real estate. And if it's like the largest harbor, why would they let Americans have
it? Apparently there was a lease agreement in 1903. But I don't understand that. Like, if you live in the city and you have a rent-controlled apartment, the landlord's always trying to break that fucking lease.
Oh, yeah. But they can't. That's the thing.
So yeah, but I mean, who is is Castro in America going to appeals court?
I know, really. Like, why are they obeying a lease when they didn't want anything else to do with us?
So the U.S. has complete control, recognizing that Cuba retains ultimate sovereignty. The current government of Cuba regards the U.S. presence in Guantanamo as illegal and insists Cuban-American treaty was obtained by threat of force and violation.
Probably.
Of some legal judges at least may be voidable.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't surprise me because the history of the kinds of quote unquote agreements that our country has made with various people and countries.
Listen, due to legal circumstances, Cuba's only once in 1959, due to confusion, cashed a lease payment from the United States government.
Due to confusion, they've only once cashed a lease payment?
Why would you not be collecting that check every day?
Yeah, really. I mean, you ever, like, stiff your landlord? Do you know how, like, they dog you?
I don't understand. So now that I've read Wikipedia, I am more confused.
That didn't help us at all.
No, because it doesn't make sense.
No.
I should have asked the tour guides. There wasn't enough time.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough time in Cuba.
I bet your head was spinning.
Well, it always is.
Yeah, well, I know. I wish. God, it's making me nauseous. Make it stop. Grab your head. That sounded wrong.
Every time
not that.
Can't help it.
Oh, no. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, we didn't solve any problems.
Didn't solve anything.
Solve nothing there. We had a whole fucking show, you and I, before the show, catching up.
I know. We did, kind of, because, well, it's so weird because when we see each other before the show, there's a lot of stuff that we know is going to be, are going to be topics on the show. So we won't discuss those. And then we start talking about other stuff. And it's like, oh my God, we're having the show before the show. And then it's like, okay, let's stop having the show so we can do the show. Wait, what?
Well, and as usual, it devolves into like size of penis and vaginas.
Yeah, I know. It's like because we're 9 years old.
Yeah.
Really.
It didn't start that way. We were actually having some pretty serious conversations.
Yeah, we were. We were talking about politics and we were talking about that. I don't even know how it got onto the P and V conversation.
Oh, lying? So lies that you have to tell somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a question for you. Here's some. If you're dating somebody new, listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Dating somebody new. Don't ask this question. Am I the best looking you've ever dated?
That's how we started.
I did have a girl who did that once.
That asked you that?
Yes.
Why?
Well, she assumed she was. Have I ever told this story?
No, I don't think
so. I don't even know if we were really dating. I don't know. We hung out a couple times. But she was like friends with like a girl who I dated for several weeks over the summer.
Okay.
So I take this other girl, the one who asked me.
You take her?
No.
Cosby?
To a fraternity party.
Oh, shoot.
To a fraternity.
Finish your sentences.
Yes, to a fraternity party at college, obviously. So afterwards, we're back at my place. And she goes something like, so, am I the best-looking girl your fraternity brothers have ever seen you with? This is what she says to me.
Oh, boy.
And I say, without missing a beat, I go, no, they met Laura, who was her
friend. Not only did you not answer the way she wanted, but you brought up her friend.
Yes.
And said her friend was better-looking.
Just because she
asked,
which I never would.
Because she asked.
Yes, I would never do that. Like you talk to your friend, your guy friends and shit. But
oh,
yeah, I would never do that to another girl. Like, so never just crush them that way.
No.
But if you're gonna be so cocky,
oh no. See, I don't think that the neg works when you're trying to like get over on, a potential sex partner. But I think that that was totally deserved.
It was, although I don't think we even hooked up, so maybe I fucked myself on that one.
Yeah, you did.
I probably, but you know what?
Work.
But you know me. It was still worth it.
Oh, totally. That was more satisfying.
Absolutely.
Trust me.
Listen. Sure, I could have came once, but I'll have this story forever.
Yeah,
because
we're
friends.
She's no good because she's resting on her laurels. She thinks, oh, I'm pretty, so that'll be good enough to get you off. She's not going to do anything good for you.
Yeah, so sometimes you got to put them in their place.
Yes.
But never ask that question.
Don't ask.
Yeah, do the honorable thing when they leave the room, look at all their fucking pictures. Rifle through their photo album, look through their phone, see who they've taken. That's how you know, but don't ask.
No.
Be
no,
respectable.
No. No, be respectable. You know, like stalk them and creep on all their stuff.
Yeah, because you're going to do that anyway, but do it with a purpose.
Yeah.
Have a goal. But don't lower yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
By asking.
No,
and
no.
If you do get asked that, you have a decision to make. Is your little Davin going to pop on your shoulder and you're going to say something awful? Or are you going to probably do the humane thing and go, no, you're the best guy, girl, whatever I've been with?
Yeah, but you know what? I think that it's sort of a way of somebody trying to establish the dominance in the relationship early on, don't
oh,
you think?
I would agree that was a power play.
Yeah.
By this girl. Like,
yeah,
because she was cocky to begin with. She was cute girl.
Yeah,
you know, she still fucking owes me a bet paid off. There was a Monday night. She's a big Dolphins fan, Miami Dolphins. I'm a New York Jets fan.
Okay,
And we had a bet. The loser had to buy the other one lunch. And it was the Monday Night Miracle, which I don't know. You're not a big football fan.
No, I don't know what that means.
But the Jets were getting their asses kicked for three quarters. And they had a fucking record comeback.
Wow.
They came back from like something like 28 points or something in the fourth quarter. I was at the game.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a thrilling game to see.
Well, the thing about that game was, I mean, everybody's like disgusted.
Right.
This is when the Jets still had like Vinny Testaverde. I mean, a long time ago, like 20 years ago. And it's me and my dad and my dad's friend, Ron. And they're disgusting. I'm even through the third quarter, for some reason. Now, Jet fans are very pessimistic, justifiably so.
Right.
Jets fans, Mets fans, we kind of expect shit to happen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It does. And but for some reason, I was optimistic that the Jets were going to come back.
Okay.
I was optimistic. But like in the third quarter, or like the beginning of the fourth, my my dad and his friend Ron were like, all right, let's get out of here. Let's go. So we leave.
Oh.
We go into the parking lot. We turn the car.
Damn.
On. The comeback has started.
Oh.
Now we're sitting in the car. I go, let's go. Let's go back into the
Could stadium. You get back in?
Yes. And we weren't the only ones.
Oh, really? People ran back in?
Yes, because like we wound up being in the bottom. I believe offensive linemen don't usually catch the ball in football. They have to be report as eligible.
Okay.
That's where you report to the referee that you can go out for the pass. Otherwise, you're illegally downfield. Can't do that.
Oh, okay.
So Testaverde threw a touchdown pass to Jumbo Elliott, who's an offensive lineman, in the corner. And we were in that corner downstairs.
And he had cast himself as eligible?
Yes. Yeah, so,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, the most improbable thing, and the place is going nuts.
Oh, of course.
And, you know, I still to this day tell me, I go, see? And he's like, no, you were right. You don't leave. I go, you see? And it was so ridiculous. That's why it's called the Monday Night Miracle. I think like a couple years ago they had like the 40th anniversary of Monday Night Football, something like that, and it was deemed the greatest football game in Monday Night Football history.
Wow.
Which is a big deal. So we were at that game, but that's the game that me and this girl bet on, Melanie. We bet on this game.
Okay.
And she still never paid up. I never got my lunch.
Damn it.
Yeah, a bunch of bullshit right there.
That is horseshit.
Yeah, but, so every like several years ago she saw me perform. Mm-hmm. So whenever we reconnect every several years, I'll remind her.
Yeah, I would still be saying, you still owe me a lunch.
Yeah. But no, we never did anything physically or mm-hmm. anything like that. But it was like we were dating. I don't know even if it was dating. I don't know what the fuck it was. Okay. It was like this weird thing in between new friend and
you're
dating.
You're kind of hanging out.
Yeah. But yeah. I probably cock-blocked myself with my dickishness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually, yeah. Which is quite common for me.
You might as well have told her she had a big ass. Because that was not a compliment back in the day.
True. But listen, you know I'm going to go for the laugh and putting somebody in their place over getting laid. It's just the way my hierarchy works.
Well, Lisa suggests, hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Always be honest. You're a three.
but you can't be on. I mean.
No.
I mean, you can't be on. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, don't put somebody in that situation.
No, why would you? I mean, and your opinion is subjective anyway.
Well, that's what I said. Everybody's it's always subjective.
I mean, look. There are people that look like they got hit in the face with a trowel. Let's be honest.
And sometimes that's an improvement.
Some people it would be. I was looking at an internet site that had unfortunate tattoos. Mm-hmm. Oh, there were some howlers in there.
I'm sure.
I mean, before the tattoo gun started.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, listen, if you got an awful face, cover it with art.
Yeah, with really bad art, like prison art. You know?
But do you agree? You can't ask somebody. Like,
no,
did you ever ask Mr. Helix? If like you were the most attractive woman he ever dated?
Well, I know for a fact I'm not.
But that's your issue. You don't know he thinks that.
No.
He flat out told you. Listen.
No, he did not. But no.
Listen, I like your personality and I'm willing to slum it. Will you go out with me? I believe that's how it went out.
No. I mean, just from pictures, objectively speaking, I know I'm not. But
again, you don't know, but you might be his ideal woman physically. You don't know that you might be, because people are attracted to different things. You don't know.
Yeah.
He might like chicks with handlebar mustaches.
He likes the way it tickles him.
Sure, it tickles his balls when you're working down there. I get it. And it leaves a nice sheen.
Yeah, because of the wax.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
his balls are nice and smooth. You know, there's no friction. It's good. No, I mean, yes. I mean, we all have ideals of what the perfect attractive person looks like.
Yeah, or like a you know, sort of a neighborhood.
Did he ever ask you?
No.
I don't think I've ever asked a girl if I am the most attractive. I just assumed I was. No, because I you know, but
did
I
did you?
No.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
Like, I understand the insecurity of it.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
But and if you're dating somebody who's dated tens or nines, yeah, whatever the case is, and you don't perceive yourself that way, mm-hmm, whether rightfully or wrongly, I get the insecurity.
Yeah.
But you can't ask it.
No, if I was all of a sudden dating a guy who I knew went out with models, I would be like, I'm not even going there. Because.
So would you not date him?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, you would date him, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if he was really into me, I didn't think he was, like, being a player and you know.
He's dating models and he's going to play you.
And he's going to play me. Like, I'd be like, yeah, out of your mind.
I got a thing for battle-damaged asses.
Yeah, hoarder cat women. That's, whoa.
I can't find them, but you magically walk into my life.
And now I'm so turned on. Get away from me, Victoria's Secret. Miss Helix is here. Yeah,
look at that mustache.
We got to
get the right lighting for that picture.
The mustaches are in.
Most certainly are.
Even before the hipsters.
The wife wants me to grow scruff. I'm growing scruff now.
It looks good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it
you.
Does.
I'm gonna try to. I gotta keep it, the hard part with the scruff is.
Yeah.
You gotta like keep it so it's like rugged, but it doesn't get full beard yet.
Yeah, you know, because you don't want it to start to curl at the edges. Ooh.
Here's the hard part about the scruff at my age. I got these fucking white fucking devil hairs. The white devil hair.
Yeah. White devil.
That's because you look at my hair when I got product in it. I'm not really gray on the top of my head.
No.
When I got product, and I got grays when I don't have product in it.
Yeah, but I mean I can't tell because
I got product.
Yeah, you do. But I mean, it's not colored product, but just the fact
it's
that
just
it's
gel.
It's damper. Yeah. It hides whatever grays that you might have up there.
I don't see them, but
I do see the salt in
yes.
your.
I'm going to have to gel my face.
You're gonna have to get that for men, but you know
I've
what?
Considered that. I am just vain enough to do that.
But I don't know how you do that when it's just like the short hairs.
Oh, I'll fucking do it all.
How do you dye that?
I'm gonna barrel bomb my face. I don't give a shit.
Barrel bomb. I don't know.
I'm gonna pretend that those are fucking little Syrians running for their lives, and I'm a fucking Russian plane, and my little hairs are gonna be little Syrian refugees, and the beard for men. That's gonna be a fucking Russian plane just flying over, and I'm gonna barrel bomb the shit out of my cheeks.
What are you doing? Like dusting, crop dusting?
That's
on
what
your face?
That's when I fart and leave it for the people.
Oh yeah, well that's a different problem.
No, that's a different crop dusting.
I got one word for you, mascara.
Mascara. I gotta tell you, because we're gonna see Pirates of the Caribbean 5. We've seen the first four ones. When I see Johnny Depp with the mascara,
yeah,
and rockers, I go, yeah, that looks good. But I gotta realize, I don't have patience for that. I don't want to fuck around my eyes.
No,
I don't know Do you think I could pull off the black mascara around the eyes, or I just look like I got punched in the face twice?
I you know what? I don't think that it's a look that like somebody can like do walking around the neighborhood kind of thing. Or even like performing.
Oh, I can be eccentric.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know, but I mean, I don't know if, yeah, no, I don't think that it's something that most people can pull off. It's not,
How about if I start wearing the cowboy hat around the neighborhood?
No,
mascara.
Yeah, oh my God, okay, you know what, there's a, what's the name?
I'm ready to do it.
What's
Let's
the name go. The comedian who does that?
You just see me with the fucking tomato plant and a cowboy hat mascara, like digging around and putting around the garden.
I saw the little tomato plant
outside.
The
little tomato plant.
Yeah. Dig that thing up, put it in a pot, and bring it around with you. Like, carry it like it's a pet.
Pet like a pet. My pet, the tomato plant.
You know, it's like, oh my God. He seems so normal. What happened?
No, but I can wear, then I can pull off that outfit.
Yeah, you could pull off that outfit if you acted in a lot of different wacko ways. But
oh,
you,
I can.
You don't want to do that.
I can.
Oh, Joe's Girl says, be the naked cowboy.
All right, Joe's Girl, settle down. Settle down there, Joe's Girl. Don't you have a new house you should be decorating with stupid? Don't you guys have to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and use those 30% coupons and 20% that you've been saving just for this moment, Joe's Girl? Because we know Joe doesn't have any Bed Bath & Beyond coupons.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't.
No.
No, they're not even as good as they used to be.
Can you imagine Joe's like has a fucking stack of Bed Bath & Beyond just waiting for fucking stupid to get out of his life?
That'd
be awesome.
It's like, look at all these coupons. But you know what? They're not even, they don't even stay. Like, they expire.
Yeah, but
they used to take them. They're not doing that anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They said, no, we're losing money on that.
All right, Joe's Girl, take Stupid over to a Kohl's. They always accept.
Joe's Girl says she has a stack of them.
Of course she does. All you women do. It's your fucking that and Kohl's cash. It's your fucking currency. That's what, that's why, like, if the women ever get smart enough and secede from all of us fucking guys in this country,
yeah,
they don't need legal tender. They're going to do business in Kohl's cash, Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. Yeah. That's the way shit is going to get done.
Absolutely. And double coupon day. Woohoo!
That's you're not going to be carrying around 5 cents. You don't need that shit.
No, no.
You all got like stacks of this shit. And you know, once it becomes legal, you're all going to be rich bitches. The women are going to be so much better off than the men who are carrying down dollar bills but can't do shit because they can't cook or they can't keep. Like, who's going to clean the house? We don't have anybody to pay to clean the house now. We're fucked. And we can't go and buy new shit because you're going to take all the Kohl's and the Bed Bath & Beyond with you. We are going to fall apart within ourselves.
No, no, no. Well, I mean, the men have to go into Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond because somebody's got to pay full price because none of the women are.
Good point. You know, that's true. When I go to Kohl's, the wife has to go, no, here's a coupon. And here, I have some Kohl's cash. And here's my car. It's like you're going into war.
Well, we have little pieces of,
yeah,
you know,
it's a whole little, like, if you
it's
grow,
like bartering.
Like you, if they made action figures of housewives,
yes,
like, you know, like they do G.I. Joe and Star Wars,
yeah,
your accessories would be Kohl's cash, a little plastic cards with your membership that you have, like, the supermarkets and shit like that.
A little quilted bag with all the coupons in it.
Yes! Yes! Maybe a little index card box.
Oh, Lisa says you can put the coupons on your phone now, so it's like that's...
Yeah, true. Oh, yeah. Oh, the wife is a fucking digital downloader. Again, this is shit that men, we know nothing from. Yeah. Even the Jewish men, who should be on top of this shit.
Really? You have betrayed your race.
I can't imagine. Listen, my dad's struggling with the texting. He doesn't have a smartphone. I mean, I was trying to convince him to get a smartphone. Maybe if I tell him there's extra coupons on there, he will. That might be the reason why it's worth it for him.
Show him a coupon app and he'll be all over it.
Yeah, that could be it. There's a coupon app?
Of course there are.
I did not know.
Of course. There's all kinds of apps.
Of course there are.
You know, they'll help you find things at a discount. And oh,
you don't have a smartphone and you know this.
I don't, and I know this. I know that.
Well, you do, but it's collecting.
Yeah,
dust.
It's sitting. It's resting.
With your GPS for maps of 2010.
I got paper coupons.
Yeah,
that's still good.
But yeah, so that's what was my point.
I don't even know. Sometimes we go off, and I don't know. Where we started.
So that's why I'm growing.
Oh,
this.
Yeah, the gray in the beard.
The gray. Oh, when you say like the gray, you make it fucking sound like a mass of gray. I'm not that gray.
No. But I mean, they're in there. Well, I mean, like, look, I have
you
to
touched
pull...
your own chin.
I did, because I have to pull little hairs out of my chinny chin chin.
Really?
Yes, because I'm a Billy Goat Gruff here. And so I have, when I'm pulling the little hairs out of my chin, half of them are black and half of them are white. It's unbelievable.
Black, but you don't have black hair. You naturally a brunette?
Yeah.
I've never seen you with...
Yeah, you did. You must have done, because I... No,
well, I mean,
wait,
no, your hair's
maybe...
various shades of orange.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't think I've ever seen you as a brown... Because I'm a brunette.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, that's true. I don't think you ever did know me as a brunette.
No.
No, so there
it's
you go.
It's like I don't know you at all. Yeah. Well, drop your drawers. Let's see what you got.
I was just like, carpet drapes, not the same thing. I just made you spit.
And I said, you know, we can go to Kohl's or Bed Bath & Beyond and we can make it the same.
Yeah, there you go.
I got a snatch coupon.
I know what you can use that on.
Yeah, I'm sure. 30% less. So I'm growing this out. But yeah, I'm a little worried. Like, I think now tomorrow's shave day, I think I'm going to get the buzzer. And, like, go down to a one or a two on that.
And so you cut it really fine. Like, well, you know, it's like...
Which I've never done on my... Like, I only do it for my goatee sometimes.
Well, they used to do on Miami Vice. They started the whole thing with having little stubble. But,
right.
You know, people had to get their razors with gradations of how close it's going to cut.
Right, which I have for the goatee.
Yeah, so it leaves...
So we'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
But now here's the thing. Like, I'm bringing all various razors into it. Because
right.
I had a shave underneath my neck. Because, you know, I don't want that full fucking beard thing. So that used my regular razor.
Yeah.
So now I might be using, like for a clipper, a one on my cheeks and, like, a two on my... it's, like, fucking ridiculous. It's like I need to have a staff to groom my stupid face to see if I could possibly pull this off. Then I'm going to need a color person. Not a colored person. I'm not hiring them. A color person...
You're going to use a colored person? What is wrong with you?
Not in this house, no.
All right, good.
But no, I you know, and I've told my hairstylist for years that we're getting close to the point where I'm going to have to do my hair now, too.
Well, Trucker Tom just came in and said, I use Just for Men, and it works great.
Yeah, but like, I'm afraid I'm going to get the wrong fucking color.
Well, you know, I just saw that there's one.
I want to get Jericho black.
You're going to get soul glow?
Yeah, a nice sheen on my face.
Soul glow!
Looks like I have like two little afros on my cheeks.
God,
it looks
no.
like I ate fucking Webster and Gary Coleman, and like just their heads are sticking out of my cheeks.
I'll fix them to your head. Oh my God.
Two Earth Mama muffs.
Wow, there's a picture.
No, So obviously that's what I would get, Tom. I would get like the Just for Men because Keith Hernandez advertises it, so it must be good.
Well, there's this one that I've seen that the more that you comb it in and the more you use it, the darker the hair gets, so it goes gradually to
but
the
then
color
you
want.
But I think
so you
once you start dyeing your hair, it actually hurts your hair and it makes you more gray.
No, it doesn't. It can't do that. But what happens is, most people, once you start dyeing your hair, well, you definitely have to get, you have to do maintenance because you got to cover the roots.
And let's be honest, I am too lazy for that.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It is.
Yeah.
I'll be walking around looking like a skunk. That's what I would look like.
Well, there's...
Because it would be dark and then like the white fucking roots.
Well, there was a woman that I used to see regularly when I was driving to the day program, and she was walking along the side of the road, and she would have these white roots, and she had black hair. She was
You know who that reminds me of? Remember, ever see Josie and the Pussycats?
Yeah.
That was Alexandra?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, so if you're a cartoon, you can pull it off.
You're a pussycat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trucker Tom says, just get the one closest, just eliminate the gray. Well, he's got
just
a good point.
Just eliminate the... I should do this for my face. I mean, I don't know if I'm at the point now. Maybe the salt and pepper looks good.
Salt and pepper look... See, Lisa said earlier that it looks distinguished on men, not so much women. I mean, I don't...
I got to tell you, when I see a snatch salt and peppery, it's not distinguished.
No, well, I was talking about my beard.
Oh. I was talking about your snatch.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's the usual way our conversation goes.
Sure.
But, I think that showing my beard at all would be... Probably not.
So is this the right length? Or I got to trim this down. Like tomorrow's shave day.
I think it's a little teeny bit long on the sides.
Well, that's what I'm talking
about. Like on your cheeks there? Yeah. Just a little bit teeny less. But really, the real judge is going to be your wife because she's the one who like asked for this facial hair upgrade.
No. The real judge is how strangers perceive me.
Oh, it's not how your wife, who you share your life with, and you want to be attractive to.
No, she's stuck. There's a mortgage. She's not going anywhere. There's a mortgage. Just payments.
That's what I always said to people. Before we even got married, I said, we have a bond greater than that of God. The mortgage.
The mortgage, health insurance, a kid. There's a lot of anchors. I plan this shit right.
Cats. I'm not dividing them up now.
But it's how random people react to me is really what I focus on.
Oh, okay. Well, now how do you know if somebody's looking for a while, how do you know what it is
I walk up
at?
To them and go, am I fuckable? That's what I do. And if they say no, I go, is it the facial hair?
I wish it was, they say, screaming, running.
There's so much, it's not even in the top 20. And then what I take away from that is, oh, the facial hair looks good. So yeah,
as they run for security in the parking lot.
But there's a method to my I know how to do this. I know how to operate amongst human beings. I'm fine. I'm well-adjusted.
I'm thinking from that story, you do not. You definitely do not.
No, I think this is perfectly healthy. Perfectly healthy.
So Tom says, dude, 5 minutes every other week, right before you shower, because you wash.
Are we talking about masturbation or?
I'm not sure. Wait, let me finish reading the next part. You wash out the rest. It doesn't take a stylist to accomplish. You get enough to do it, and the touch-ups are for about 3 to 4 applications. So he's got this figured out.
So you don't have to. So once every 2 weeks, I would think it would grow out though.
It does, but it doesn't grow out that fast.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't.
Can you fucking see what my life has become? I'm going to have to fucking Skype Tom to walk me through doing my stupid face. Can you imagine that? And he has to yell at the fucking stupid dog to start jumping on him because he's concentrating, helping stupid me get through it. Can you imagine what an awful existence this would be for me and Trucker Tom? Because I can't figure out how to do this shit myself. And he's my facial hair guru.
You guys really
Tom, you're setting yourself up here. You are setting yourself up for a horrible existence where you're going to question yourself. But you've opened the door and it's not my problem.
You have some sad evenings ahead of you, too.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you're okay with this.
I'm okay with that. You know, the Yankees don't play every night.
Yeah, really. Well, you know what? That's what touch it up as your hair grows, he says.
All right.
I mean, that's
I don't think I'm there yet, though. I don't think I'm there yet.
You're not ready.
No, I mean, I don't think I have enough. I think I'm still pulling off the distinguished, not Santa Claus-y look.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, right now, everything's good. You're still on the balance of pepper.
Yeah. I'm still just enough pepper.
When you start getting too much salt, you got to go.
Yeah, well, at that point, I'm going to have to date a 20-year-old. I mean, when I get enough salt, clearly we've moved on from facial hair being the problem to I'm having a midlife crisis, and then I must adjust accordingly.
Well, I think that that is sort of hormonally the tip. When there's more salt and pepper in the hair, all of a sudden everybody loses their damn minds.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You're going to buy a sports car, right?
I've had sports cars.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to buy a sports whore.
I'm sure the wife will love that.
Number who goes fast.
They all are. They all are.
I think that's fine. That's well adjusted.
Oh, I think that's yeah. Until a divorce court, it's fine.
Well, as long as nobody asks questions.
Sorry to put a kink in your plan.
Listen, you fuckers, don't you repeat a word about my plan.
Well, Trucker Tom just said, "Can you imagine me having to look at this mug every 2 weeks?"
Mine or his?
He's talking about himself right now.
He's talking about himself?
Yeah, he threw himself under the bus.
I would think he has to look at it more than every 2 weeks. What, do you get fucking dressed in the dark, stupid?
No. I imagine these shaves.
Yeah, every 2 weeks he just fucking surprises. Oh, it's me. I didn't know who that was. I haven't looked in a mirror.
For 2 weeks. I forgot
what
that looked
like. What,
are
you a fucking vampire? You don't have a reflection? Doesn't even make sense.
I know. Oh, no. Well, I guess it's extended grooming period, like manscaping.
This is becoming a lot of work.
Yeah.
You're
holding your hands by your face.
Yes.
This.
Yes.
Mira's coming.
The face is becoming
a
lot of work. The brain has always been a lot of work. This we know.
But
the face to become a lot, it's almost not becoming worth it. And we're almost at the point where I need to wear a bag just to make my day easier. We're at that point.
None of the women here are feeling any bit of sympathy for you because...
You never feel sympathy for me.
No. But besides that, there's a lot of maintenance going on to be women, you know?
Yeah, but you don't have a cock, so you got to do something.
Look.
If you had a cock, you wouldn't have to. Your fault. Don't blame us. We didn't make you.
Wait a minute. There's even maintenance involved with that.
In a cock? Yeah. Get it hard. That's it.
No. There's other maintenance issues. I mean, like, you know, if you're not cut, you got to clean out from under, you know?
Clean out from under? What, you put it on the lift?
You have to Simonize.
You go in for an estimate? What? You told me it'd be $50 to clean. $500 later. What is going on down there? Is it because it's close to my ass? I don't understand. You have Mexican one night, and now it cost me $500? This is a bunch of shit. I'm going to Quick Tick.
You clearly needed more shocks, you know?
Yeah, you got to maintain it. You're losing elasticity.
And you have a really clear alignment problem.
This whole thing is getting to be too much. This is why I don't talk to people. I don't go out. I don't talk to people. I don't have to worry about any of this.
Well, then you don't have to worry about any stray hairs or smells or anything. No.
Quite honestly, it's an imposition when you guys come over. I feel like I have to shower the Wednesday before just to be presentable.
Wait a minute. This is your sprucing up?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
This is spruce.
Yeah, this is as spruce as I get. I go to the day program like this. So it's like, oh, my God.
Actually, today I am wearing clothing.
No, you are. You actually look nice today. You're wearing like real purple.
I went out, so I was amongst the public, so I had to buy propane and go to Staples.
Oh,
so
okay.
I had to get out for the public.
You're wearing like real.
I was in the public eye for 45 minutes. So I scratched off the fleas and ticks. And went out.
I was gonna say I noticed you're not scratching as much.
Not as much. Just in my
actually,
pants.
That's a really nice top.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was gonna say you look a little bit more dressed up for us than usual. I mean, if you guys were coming over to my house, I would be in my jammies. Trust.
Listen, when we get here, he looks like shit.
No.
We just expect to see the shopping cart in the front.
No, well, that's me bringing the shopping cart with me. Usually you wear like a t-shirt and like sweats or shorts or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like you're at home. Yeah. You're comfortable. I don't expect you to dress up for us.
We started the P90X.
Excuse me?
The P90X. Have you fucking seen this
How
workout?
How dare you talk to me like that?
Have you seen this fucking workout?
I don't know what that is.
It's a fucking workout meant to kick your ass.
Oh, God, no. My butt is tightening right now thinking about it.
It's like 3 weeks. I'm not doing the food program, but 3 weeks. It's like, for like a half an hour, it's just like constant movement between cardio and...
What is it? Is it
I don't know. It's supposed to be really good.
A plan? A thing?
No, it's a workout regimen.
Okay.
It's a workout regimen.
Okay.
So, like, I'm like, sore from it. Yes. Here's the thing. I got, like, really good leg muscles, but apparently I don't use them all. Because we
You found some new ones.
No, ones I've had in the past because I used to do, like, squats and everything. But I forgot about my quads.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to do exercises for my quads. Now I just walk hills. If you go around this complex, there's a lot of hills.
Oh, it's really
hill. And I go up the I walk
it's
up.
It's really steep.
Yeah, that's what I walk up. But this wasn't that. No, it's like, it's hard to walk and shit.
Lisa called it supervised torture.
Has she done the P90X?
Apparently she has.
Yeah. So, we'll
see. Well, she knows the exercise
regimen.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad. It's pretty badass.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Although they were doing push-ups today, and I don't do push-ups anymore because it fucks up my wrist.
Oh.
Because I hurt my wrist as a kid. And it fucks it up. So for that, I just stand around like an asshole and drink water for that minute of exercise.
Is it like it comes with a video?
Yeah, well, no, you can, like, online. DVD? Yeah, it's like a program. But it's, like, fun. It's like, no matter what you're doing, constantly moving, you know, whatever, keep moving.
Keep
and
marching.
Like, and, like, for that minute of push-ups, I'm like, fucking drinking water. Fuck you, I'll scratch. That's movement.
Well, you know, there have been different classes that I've taken over the years that they'll say, okay, if this is too much for you right now, because, you know, sometimes
they have alternatives in this. Like, they show you alternative exercise.
How to bring it
but
down.
But, like, the alternative to a push-up, mm-hmm. because some people, they call them girl push-ups, but, you know, girls can do regular push-ups, too. But it's like when you're on your knees.
Yes.
But that's not the core. The abs aren't the issue.
The wrist is your issue.
The wrist is my issue. So yeah. I don't just fucking stand here.
Yeah, or march in place is what they always tell
you
to do.
I'm tired.
Well, you're saying the quads. I mean, I found out gardening. I thought that I was using all, you know, the backs of my legs and my gluteus. But it's like, enough gardening.
See, people think
I can barely make it up the three stairs on the stoop to get in the house.
People think being a veal is an easy life.
It's not,
because at sometimes you're going to have this stupid urge to move. And when that happens, things are going to smart.
And they do, because if you move repeatedly in a short period of time, they really do hurt.
I got to do this fucking stupid P90X shit because of the stupid cruise I was on.
Did you eat a lot?
No, but more than I normally do.
Okay.
And I gained weight. So I was like, and I was already gaining weight.
That's how it works.
Because my metabolism sucks.
Welcome to the land of the old.
Yeah, not part of it. Not happening.
I'm sorry. I'm kicking and screaming, bringing you with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find my aging process is a fairly frequent topic of conversation on this show.
Well, you know what? Once one becomes aware of their own aging process, we become, like, fixated on it.
Yeah. I mean, what keeps me going is that Joe's way older.
Yeah, well,
that keeps me going.
Makes you happy.
It most certainly does. Because he acts old in some respects. In some respects, he acts like a 20-year-old.
No. I totally understand what you mean. Like, some frame of mind, he's definitely, hey, you kids keep off of my lawn in
some
ways.
he's got that side of, like where he's like a fucking 70-year-old white guy from Long Island. But the other part, there's like the musician part of him and the comic part of him where he's like a fucking animal and doing it and not letting age slow him down. So he's got like that weird dichotomy.
He's got both. Right. Yeah.
But when I'm focusing on my age and my issues, I focus on his old man side.
That makes you feel so much better. Oh, yeah. Well,
it does. Joe's my therapy.
Schadenfreude.
Bless you.
Well, it's taking pleasure in the pain and suffering of others.
I'm not saying I don't take pleasure in that, but
you do.
Well, yeah, but at least I'm not that fucking old guy.
Taking pleasure in the pain and suffering of Joe. Yes, you do.
I should inflict more of it if it gives me that much pleasure. I can.
And you have.
Hmm. Things I could do. I'm just not doing it now because you've got so much shit going on.
I know. You're
when it calms down, though.
Oh,
it's
double
gonna be,
dose.
It's going to be a steel spiked fist to the anus. He is not going to be happy.
Oh, my God. You know what just occurred to me? I just pictured the Hogan's Heroes hat.
Oh. Yeah. But, you can't call me heartless because I'm giving him this reprieve while he sorts everything out.
Never said you were heartless.
Exactly. He's going through all the stuff. He's packing up the house and everything. I'm laying low.
Mm-hmm.
But when this is fucking over. Spread them, buddy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. What did we sign up for?
Grab onto that Kohl's cash. This is going to smart.
Bend over and count your Kohl's cash.
You're not going to like what I got for you.
Right Bed, now. Bath, and Beyond.
Exactly. Right now, though, letting it slide. Got a lot of things going on. I'm laying back.
Oh, yeah. No. He's a busy boy.
But this ain't going to last forever.
Yeah, I would dare say that it would be a little too tense and tight of an experience at the moment because he's got so much going on.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, listen, I feel
you
like...
You need him to relax a little bit.
I feel like the ex is doing a double duty of making him miserable, so my
yeah.
work is done.
Yeah. My work's done. She's taken over.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen. I mean, when I see that he stops posting about her insanity, I'll know it's my turn to step up.
Oh, no. I think that that's just when... He's decided that I think that that's when he's taking weapons in hand and he doesn't want to leave any trail for the police.
You know, listen, you got to hand it to Joe. He doesn't want to be arrested. So
wait a minute. Joe's girl is throwing her man under the bus because she says Joe can take it. He was talking about putting something up his ass.
Oh,
and you
true.
Post Joe can take it?
Oh,
woman, think about what you say.
Joe's girl's like the fucking corner man where the boxer's on wobbly legs and doesn't want to go out there, but the corner man pushes him out there for just one more round.
Bully, cut me.
Oh, my God. Good Lord.
He can take it. That was one of the funniest things you've ever
he
said.
He could take it. He wants two steel spiked fists up the ass. He's a man's man.
Joe's girl says, his abuse. Yes, I think it would be abusive if he shoved something up his ass. He won't take it up the ass. Trust me, she says. Whoa!
Wow! Oh. It's amazing what you can do in a car.
It's basically what you can find out.
I will retract something. Joe is not as old as I thought. Apparently, he's still quite flexible. Because, you know, I would not think that that could even be figured out in a car around the corner from somebody's house.
Wait a minute. I think it depends on the distance between the glass and the angle
when we're young,
the dashboard.
When we're young.
Oh, all kinds of things are accomplished.
Yeah, but now
I had a Volkswagen, man.
Listen, I'll be a little...
A bug.
I had a Camaro. Thank God it was a fucking hatchback.
We rest our cases.
Exactly. But, I mean, now to try some of that, you know...
Oh, yeah. Those gyrations? Are you kidding me? I'd be in traction.
But apparently they've attempted anal in the car. So good for Joe. That's what we got from this. Write that down. Joe attempted anal in the car. That'll be what we call this segment.
Oh, we'll love that.
I think it's appropriate.
Oh, my God.
And it's not my fault. It's Joe's girl's fault.
I know. And
you're my witness, right? I did not bring it up.
No. You brought it up, but she just shoved it home, if you will.
Right. She's like, fuck the lube. He doesn't need that. Put some sandpaper around that fist. He's a man. He's taking everything you got. Harder.
Where's the Brillo, goddammit?
Is that a boot? Stick that up his ass. No, we got something to prove. You can't break my boy.
I need a doctor. No, not Doc Martin.
Quick, get that toddler. Shove him up Joe's ass.
She said spike it.
Spike it.
God, I hope she's watching volleyball. Poor Joe.
No, Joe can take it. She knows her man.
Yeah.
She knows him in ways that I don't, because Joe and I spent hours in the car, and never was there an attempt at anal.
It was never in the back of the car. Never, ever.
I will say to Joe's girl, he likes Jack Daniels, if that helps. So don't give up on the dream.
Oh my God.
Keep the dream alive.
Well, the tops of those bottles, never mind.
If you
never
love
mind.
Me, you're going to take it up the ass, mister.
Here, I'm going to open this bottle a non-traditional way. Spin! Got to get this cap off.
No, it's important that I hold it steady and you spin. We're Americans, damn it.
There's a way that this has to be done.
There are rules to this. Now take anal like a heterosexual man and stop your whining, Joe.
Men have died.
Rectums have been bled.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Not my fault.
No.
This is all Joe's girl.
She said, Joe will start squirming if you talk about this to him. I know. He'll start squirming if he attempts
it. Well, but maybe because he's waiting for somebody to slide something in it so he can squirm and enjoy it.
Maybe it's because he's so uncomfortable sitting on his butt.
Maybe he's got hemorrhoids. Maybe that's why. Maybe
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, he sits around a lot.
Wait a minute. You're talking about me with the Fisher. Holy crap.
Maybe that's what Joe's... Maybe Joe wants anal, but he just hasn't found the right wing. I think that's pretty reasonable to assume.
This reminds me of that couple. They look kind of like, you know, hillbillyish, and they're sitting smile at the camera. In the background, there's that tube of anal lube clearly in the picture. Did you ever see that on the internet?
No, but I would think, from the way this is going, I would think Joe's girl has made various suggestions.
I'm thinking there's some of the glove
maybe,
box.
Maybe just maybe Joe doesn't want to lose his anal cherry while he's still technically married.
I don't think that that's a factor.
Joe's girl. I think when the paper, when they finally split separate ways, mm-hmm. I think the way to celebrate is to initiate Joe.
Oh yeah, I definitely think that there's going to be some maraschino.
Don't tell him it's coming. Don't tell him. Surprise him with it. That's my recommendation.
Oh, surprise anal. That's your recommendation.
Why not?
Because that always works out so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that from personal experience?
No. But you know, listen, Joe's a trooper. She said her man can take it.
Oh yeah, no, he can. He
and
can take it.
And as always, everybody has homework. Joe's girl, we expect a full report. Maybe a blog.
Hey, now we're talking. I want the deets.
Do I got to do blog this week? No, Joe's girl's got it. They celebrated.
Wait a second. Here, she goes, well, here comes the breakup. And so soon after, he's free.
No, wait, he's going to love it.
A new segment on the show.
You know what?
Scamming scammers.
here's how you know. What Joe's girl needs to do is, because it's gonna smart at first, I'm assuming.
I would say.
What she needs to do is she needs to whisper into Joe's ear while he's squirming and everything. You know, one finger at first. One finger, Joe's girl, take notes. This is how Donald likes it.
You think that'll...
I think so, because you gotta support your president. I think that's the... And then I think he'll relax. And I think you'll be able to slip the second finger in.
Has that worked for you?
I am not a fan of Donald, so no. You would have to say that's how Barack likes it for me.
That's how Barack
likes it. Oh, yes. Oh, I feel like apologizing for everybody, including this anal.
Bow.
And if you want to do it rough, they'd go, well, this is how Hillary likes it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I think that's the move.
She said, I can't even get him to send a dick pic. Can you imagine this?
Well, he's looking for
scenario?
One.
Oh, no, he's looking for one.
No, we've talked about that on the air.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, has she sent pictures?
I don't know.
Well, she's being asked right now.
I know. You're being asked right now.
I mean, because we've talked about the reciprocal factor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that definitely counts.
You know, here's the thing. She's seen Joe's dick. So, like, you can't even bring in a stunt dick.
No, yeah, right, because she'll know.
I wonder if you do Google image search of Scottish dicks.
Well, wait a minute, and you're trying to match it up.
Well, you got
to
match it up. Maybe you put a scar on yours because it looks pretty close, but that one has a scar, a nick in it.
Are you photoshopping dicks? It's like, wait, honey, what are you doing? Nothing.
doing a new album cover. Sexy Susan Project.
What the hell's this album about?
Love songs. It really gets you in the groin.
It's all B-sides.
Did she answer?
She hasn't yet. She's considering this topic, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
She hasn't said anything.
Well, I mean, listen. I mean, I think she's a... I think there's a more likely chance that Joe will if she sends the first shot, if you will.
The first volley.
Yeah, that's a better word.
Well, I mean, it's more likely, but I think that she would be silly to send anything, honestly, because he's not going to reciprocate. He's just not doing it.
Well, Joe's selfish.
No, he's just shy. I mean, after all this talk of anal, that's surprising. But, I mean, sometimes, you know, people have certain areas where they can go wild and crazy and others where they're like, nope, 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 no.
Listen, if he's a patriot, he'll do it for Joe's girl.
My ass has a tattoo that says backing up causes tire damage. There's just no way. No, nope, nope.
All right, well, hopefully Joe's girl will answer.
Yeah, we'll know what's going on with that situation. Well, maybe she's smart if she doesn't.
No, she should answer that. We're not asking for a picture to put it up on the website. Did you send Joe a picture of yourself?
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, I don't want to see the picture.
We don't need confirmation. We're going to trust you.
Don't put posted in the chat.
Trucker Tom will be right over to get verification. He'll be doing matching identity. We'll need to see the live and the picture to know it's real.
Is it Memorex?
Trucker Tom's going to go in our mobile. Fuck it.
Not studio. A remote.
No, mobile, not factory. Where they see fucking Alzheimer's.
Oh, I know. No, it's just getting older. I'm telling you.
Where you do experiments?
Oh, okay.
Lab. Ah! God damn it! I suck. suck.
Well, wait a second. He does anal. You suck. This is quite an evening we're having.
I mean, most certainly. All right. I guess we'll talk about shit I had planned. Anyway. But Joe's Girl, we'd like an answer. I think it's fair to ask Joe's Girl for an answer on that if she has.
Lisa said, things in the mirror look larger.
I use those funhouse mirrors, so it looks like six cocks are coming at you.
Oh, my God!
They're not big, but there's so many. I got to try it.
How does this work exactly?
Well, I like to tell women that, you know, listen, it's not one finger. It's fine. It's like I'm fisting you every time you
Oh, my God. Yeah, but that's not a finger. That's like the whole kielbasa. That's not just a finger.
That depends on the size. It's a pig in a blanket.
Yeah. I know whose voice you're doing.
Yes, you do. So, there's so, that.
So what the hell were we really going to talk about?
I don't know. We whenever Joe's not here, it...
It just goes off on a tangent. Yeah. It's terrible.
Whenever Joe's not, at least we're not yelling at each other.
No, so. Well, we could.
I don't want to.
No, I
don't. You and I don't really scream at each other.
No, not really often.
No, usually when you frustrate me, I just don't fucking respond.
You just go, ugh.
Yeah, pretty much.
And look at me. Like,
well, no, I'm saying when you're not here. Like when we're like communicating and like you do something that frustrates or angers me, I just fucking stop the conversation because I know whatever the next thing I'm going to say is not going to be productive nor helpful. So.
Well, see, that's why we've been married so long.
Yes. Yes. We got to make sure Joe's mic is on when we start.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Let me see. I see. Hold on. I can see the little...
Stop talking, stupid. It's on.
I see it jumping.
Okay. Well, no, because last time we didn't have it on.
I know. And people were like, how come, why does Jeff sound so far away?
Because we're making adjustments to the show, people. We're trying to improve it.
Poor Joe.
No, it was just a bad fucking, that was just a mistake by me. Didn't have it on. Oops. That's what that was. So, remember a few weeks ago I told you about the comedian who considered me a mentor?
Yeah.
And then she
had the girl who was a little... Is this the smelly girl or the...
No, not the smelly girl.
Oh, okay.
Get off
the
smelly girl.
I can't. No. Oh, this was the mentor girl, and then she got mad because she thought that you were talking about her on Facebook.
Right, and then, yeah. And then when we had a private conversation, I was honest with her.
Right.
Right. So it turns out there's more to this story.
Oh, tell me.
So I asked a friend to put a word in for me with a booker.
Okay.
He comes back to me and he says, my friend comes back to me and says, the booker won't use me because he has a close relationship with the club owner who is doing the comedy classes with this girl.
Oh, Jesus.
And so he's not going to use me because of that, because something got back to this club owner.
Ugh.
So, I posted publicly that this club owner has no business in comedy.
Yeah.
That this is supposedly what I posted. Now, you saw what I posted.
Yeah.
Trucker Tom saw what I posted.
Right.
Joe's Girl did him. I think Lisa might have. I don't know if Lisa did. But, you know, I didn't post anything. I didn't name names or say nobody should be in the business. I didn't do that. And I wouldn't do that. So it turns out this girl was trying to start shit.
Oh, great.
So I haven't spoken to this club owner in years. I mean, I worked for him before he was a club owner. I did a couple privates, and he loved me. But for some reason, he won't move me up to headliner. Hasn't seen me in years. But even then, I should have been headlining for him. Would have moved me up to headliner, so there was just no reason.
Keep booking with him, because it's like, no, why are you going to take the middle when you're better than that now?
Exactly. Exactly. So there was never any hard feelings. You know, it just stopped calling, and... That was that. It had nothing to do with them, you know, working in parallel universes.
Yeah.
So, but I never said anything bad about him or the club. So when she told me he was teaching the class, I said, because she said, well, he's teaching the class. And I said, well, that's not what the flyer says. But I said, well, I look forward to his dissertation on the difference between performing in front of a northern audience and a southern audience. Because there's a difference.
Yeah.
There's a difference. And you need somebody with experience. And obviously he could not do that.
Oh, because he doesn't.
He's never done comedy, and he's a Northeast guy, and he's never gone to the South. There are different. Listen, when I took the first couple times, I took Joe with me on the road to the Southeast.
He had a hard time.
Well, everybody does when you're not used to.
Well, but I don't mean that as a knock against Joe. I mean, like, everybody kind of struggles with that.
No, you find your way. But I would give him pointers because right. I did it without pointers.
Okay,
so there's even more struggles.
Yeah,
you have to learn when you go down. There's all different variations to it. But that's why if somebody could teach you, not that they can make it so you don't make any mistakes, but they could certainly make it easier.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like when you're going to go to a foreign country. Please tell me that if I stick my thumb up in the air, that means up your butt and not hitching a ride.
Right.
You know, just clear the way a little bit.
So obviously somebody who's done this can speak to it better than somebody who's never done it.
Right.
You know. That's what I said about that. I don't really think that was dickish.
No.
When I say it, but it's a fair assessment. It's like, well, I mean, this guy can teach some things, but I don't think he can teach everything. I mean, at some point.
Not unless you've done it.
Yeah.
You have to be more hands-on with comedy.
I think
so. To teach it. I think so.
I think so. I mean, we went to a class, and there were some things we learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there were some things that this teacher probably didn't have experience with. It's the same thing with me. You know, like I could teach you a lot of things, but I can't teach you how to handle shooting your HBO special. Never done it.
Right.
I'm the wrong guy for that. I could tell you what I think it might be like.
Right.
But realistically, there's other people out there who could give you better information.
Of course.
Than I can. And to be responsible would be to say, listen, I don't know that. So I would not pretend to know that.
Yeah. What? That's not going to benefit anybody.
Well, but you fatten your wallet.
Yes, but only for one class, because word of mouth is how you get people into those classes a lot of times. And if they hear that it's a pile of bullshit, they're not going
to
go.
Well, I'd like to think that. Anyway, I don't know if that's true. So where was I? Anyway, so I called up the comedy. I called up the club owner.
Yeah, good.
Because I'm not gonna have these rumors about what I said. No, I'm not that guy.
Right.
It's like, you know what? Nobody wants to have these hard conversations.
No.
But it's better to get them out there and you fucking scream your heads off or you talk about it like two human beings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just better to get done a little. I heard you said this and I heard you said that. That's never the best way to do things.
Right.
I hadn't spoken to him in years.
Okay.
I think he was surprised that I called him.
Well, yeah. A lot of times people are really shocked when you... I mean, obviously he was talking some stuff about you.
I don't know if he was talking stuff about me or not, but I heard...
Listening to it and believing it.
Obviously he was very upset about what he heard.
Yes.
I said.
Right. So I'm just saying that not many people, you know, go head on in those kind of situations.
Yeah, I'm that guy, though.
Yeah, you are that guy. But, you know, good for you. Because, you know, you're like, look, if we have a problem, let's talk about it.
And I don't like being that guy.
Why?
Because I don't like confrontation.
Well, I mean, nor do I. But I think that it's probably done me a disservice in a lot of ways in life that I haven't taken it head on. And we're not talking about sex anymore. but we could. But no. I mean, you know, rather than let it roll around in your head, what did they say? What happened with that? It probably would have been better to just have the uncomfortable conversation and say, look, it seems like we're having a miscommunication here. You know, let's clear the air.
Yeah. So I told him I never posted anything of the sort.
Right.
I also told him I can show him exactly what I posted.
Yeah.
And the conversation I had with this girl.
Yeah.
I'm happy to show you. It's all right here.
Here's the screenshots.
And I said to him, I go, you know what? We can argue about it. You might say I'm an asshole for this, that, the other. But this is the conversation. This is the post. And you could clearly see I never said you don't belong in the business.
Right.
So, and you know, once again, I can't stress this enough. Documentation is so important.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, we've seen it in this show.
So much.
Yeah, just in life. You know, I mean, I think that's why so many on the right are upset about what's going on with Donald Trump with all these reports and everything, justifiably so. Like, all right, well, fucking show us. Show us the doc. And I get that.
Yeah.
Because I've screamed about the same things. But it's also, you know, it's a government thing. It's going to take time. This day. Sources. I get it. But I understand the frustration.
Sure.
I understand. I get
like,
that.
Show me the actual, you know, the thing in print. Show me the video. Show me the audio. I want to proof.
Because if not, it's a lot of hearsay and allegedly.
Yeah.
And I get the frustration with that.
Sure.
But when I'm, I mean, you know, social media is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
So, but he appreciated the fact that I called him to discuss this.
Did you have the opportunity to show him the proofs that you had?
He said, you know, well, no, I wasn't mad. I was just surprised. You know, why is he talking about me, this, that, the other thing? I said, I'll show you. He didn't want to see it.
He believed you.
Yeah.
Good.
I think there's something to be said for when somebody says, I'll show you.
Yeah.
If you want it, I'll be happy to give me your email address or whatever. I'm happy to send it to you.
That's a pretty ballsy bluff if you don't have the stuff to back it up.
The hell done. Let me go to my Russian back channels. No, it would be a fucking blow. I didn't think it's a yes.
I know.
This sucks.
No. Oh, God. It somehow got erased.
Rachel Maddow bought it. I thought you would.
You know. Oops. What's that? We're having another conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
But I had it.
Right.
But he's like, no. So next I call the booker who my friend recommended me to.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed a bit standoffish at first.
Yeah.
Even more so.
Well, he didn't want to have a conversation. I mean, I can understand. Maybe he thought, oh, this is going to brew into an argument, and he didn't want it.
I don't know. I mean, maybe just nobody wants to see me show up on their caller ID. That's possible, too.
Oh, you should hear what I say.
I'm sure. That's why you didn't fucking respond. So this is a comic who years ago, I'd gotten him a gig to open for me.
Okay.
But he never made it to the gig because he got stuck in traffic, so I had to do the whole show.
Oh, wow.
So that's been my dealings with him.
Okay.
But I went through everything again. He told me that he blocked this girl long ago because she drove him crazy.
Oh, my God.
So he also told me the club owner was furious when he heard I was talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he had just gotten off the phone with the club owner right before I called him.
Okay.
So he was like, I spoke to him right afterwards. This all went down. He was furious. And the club owner told him that we're good.
Okay, good.
I mean, listen, it's always dangerous when you put yourself out there to honesty for these confrontations. It can blow up in your face.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just try.
No, that was much better. And especially now you just found out some stuff about her.
Right. Well, I knew she was crazy.
Yeah.
I was warned she was crazy.
Clearly.
But, you know, I've talked about that before. I give everybody a chance.
Yeah.
But remember, the club owner made it sound like to me like he didn't care. According to this other guy, he did care.
Yeah, yeah. He really did backpedal it.
I'm more inclined to think that he did care.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Who the fuck does this guy think he is? I get it.
You took the words right out of my...
It's fine.
Yeah, right out of my mouth. Who the fuck does this guy think he is?
Yeah.
Talking about you.
So I cleared the air with both of them, left it on good terms. I don't know if I'm going to work with any of these people again. But here's what this booker also told me. The club owner no longer works with the girl comedian.
Really?
It seems like she is just fucking burning bridges all over the place.
Well, when you're that kooky and you really don't have that kind of logical brain and you see fault in people where there's none, you tend to drag that around with you in every relationship. I mean, business relationships as well.
And remember, she's the one who blocked me. She goes, why are you so mad? I'm like, I'm not mad. The Yankees are losing. I'm a little pissed off by that.
Yeah,
remember?
But I'm not mad at you.
And this was like the Yankees-Cubs game. I'm like fucking watching the ball game and messaging back and forth with her, and I said, oh, well, things are better. Brett Gardner just hit a 3-run home run. I feel happy now.
Yeah.
You know, but in like mid conversation, she fucking stopped. She blocked me. She went in reports. It's like you just hurt yourself with this.
Yeah, no, really, really stupid. And obviously, she's leaving a trail. Not like she's a slug. I mean, she's leaving a trail of broken relationships.
She is, and she's done this before, but you know, I think I handled it the right way.
I think, you know what? Good for you.
Thank you.
That really is, it's the brave thing to do, to go and have the uncomfortable conversations with people.
Well, I said to the owner, I go, listen, I want to handle this like men. We're two adults. We're two men.
Yeah.
Let's just talk. I go, you could scream at me. I can scream at you. That's fine.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that if you think something I said is wrong. But let's talk about what I actually said and not what I didn't say.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And it does, you know what, it doesn't matter if you're never going to work with these people again.
Yeah.
It's just like, in a karmic way, you're kind of leaving a better place. You just cleaned up a mess.
Right.
It wasn't your mess to clean, but you cleaned up a mess. It's not like this dirty little spot where it's like some uncomfortableness that's hanging out in the universe about you. That's cleaned up now. And that's better.
Yeah. You know, you just wonder, what else is this fucking chick saying about me?
Yeah,
Who else is she starting shit with? Because I know she used to like talk about other people.
Yeah.
And I really don't partake in that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even notice I don't really say too much about other people. I listen.
No.
I listen and go, oh, that sounds fucked up.
I mean, you and Joe have had your uncomfortable situations with...
Not in a while.
No, but I mean, together.
Although I did lose my... Joe actually diffused it last show because I was getting so fucking upset with him. We were talking about school lunches.
Oh,
it was not. It wasn't personal. He wasn't being personal and everything. But I was just fucking annoyed between him and Sensei Russ with the. And I'm like, because Joe has a consistent stance on a lot of these things, and I don't understand it. I just go, and I said, and I was wrong. I go, you know what? You're just selfish. And I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
And Joe chuckled and said, stop it. And Joe handled that the right way.
Yeah, he did.
So kudos to Joe. But it wasn't personal. I mean, it was personal for that second.
Yeah, right.
But it wasn't like the throwdowns that we've had.
But when I said that, I didn't even mean between the two of you. I mean, in your travels together in comedy, I mean, you refer to shows that have gone bad, bookers that have gone bad, you know, rooms that have gone bad, and like different situations. But you're talking about your experience. You're not talking secondhand shit about people.
Yeah, well,
you don't, guys don't seem to do that.
My car is a confessional.
Yes, mine is too.
Because like, people who the industry think are the sweetest, nicest guys, I'm just fucking driving them to a gig, you know, they're with me, and they're just like talking all this stuff.
And like, you can't believe the stuff that comes
out. And I'm just like, people think I'm the asshole. And I keep on driving.
I know.
But maybe it's healthier that they're getting that off their chest.
Yeah.
And they're much slicker than I am, because nobody fucking hates them. People hate me for shit I didn't even do.
Yeah, but you're much more honest about, you're a much more honest person. You know, you don't have that show business persona where you're like, hey, Mr. Gladhand, and then you're like a fucking cow, you know, behind people's
backs. I would be much better if I had that.
No, you know what? Being nasty like that does not like make you happier. It just,
I'm talking about happy,
fire.
I'm talking about successful.
Oh,
well, fuck happiness.
Maybe.
Happiness. Ah! That's why I'm dealing with all the fucking hair club for men bullshit.
but what?
That's why me and Trucker Tom have a standing date every 2 weeks for him to help me with my face.
I'm glad he can help you with that.
Yes, I'm glad he can too.
It's a lot better than when every once in a while my brother used to come up to me with this like puppy dog face and he wanted me to shave the back of his neck.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, neck.
Yeah, neck.
I thought you were going to say back.
No. Oh, no. But, the barber wouldn't clean it up. Right?
Yeah, that's what that's very, I got a female hairstyle. It's very unnerving. It's like I'm glad they do it. It seems a little much.
Why?
I don't know. Because you just wish it didn't need to be done.
Well, no. It just makes it look clean. And
no,
and
I'm
neat.
Glad they do it.
Yeah.
But when they lift up your stupid collar, you're like, really?
Well, she's not like addressing you. She's
no,
just
I
moving
understand.
Your
no, she's doing a good job. She's doing what she's supposed to do. But the issues are all mine. She's fucking great. I understand. But there's just a little part of, why do we have to do this?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like you would be down if she was sucking your dick, but moving your collar,
no,
you're all unnerved.
One. Not this one.
No.
No, I have I've had hairstyles where that would be fucking fantastic. But no.
I was thinking once, because I used to have this hairstylist that was rather busty, and she was also, she worked out of her own home, and so she would, shampoo you, and I was like, you know, I'm like, head bent back into the sink, but like it's boobs a popping. They're, you know, in your face, you know, against your arm and everything. I'm like, if I was a guy, I would just be, I would pay extra for this.
I had that girl.
Oh, man, you did?
Tony was her name, I believe. Now, remember, I also dated another girl briefly in that same salon.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she cut my hair before I did.
I didn't know that. No, I didn't hear the story.
This is before you. Well,
yeah.
Very pretty girl.
Wow. Okay.
And we always got along. I always get along well with my hairstylists.
Yeah.
Although now I'm much more quiet than I used to be.
Well, but, yeah, because you're taken.
But I wasn't trying to do anything. They just like talking to me.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm somewhat entertaining. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, she was like really pretty. But then she left the salon.
Okay.
But she used to give me really good haircuts.
Right.
So for a while when I was at college, she would come to my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, I'm paying her.
Right.
But she would come to my apartment to cut my hair. And it's like you said, you're sitting like on a like kitchen chair.
Yeah.
And she's not shampooing me or anything. But she's cutting your hair and she's got boobs right in your face.
Right in your face.
Pretty girl. I was like, Jesus Christ. And then she moved to Vegas.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, and I wonder if the timing had been right, if I could have closed that deal.
Oh, maybe. You're in the apartment already.
Yeah.
Boobs are in the face. I mean, it's already...
I don't know how that move goes, though.
You have to...
You can't just motorboat. That's a little forward.
No, that would be totally forward. But no, you have
to... And she might clip your ear.
No, you have to take off the little bib, because that's emasculating. Yeah. And you got to get some wine.
You can't do it while you're wearing a bib?
No! Oh, God, no. Please never know. No.
What happens if you just take him to Red Lobster? Then is it okay?
No. Lobster.
Because I've treated for Red Lobster.
Well, I mean, that would be wonderful.
That's like ghetto. That's like ghetto five star.
You know what? No, it's middle class five star too. It's
is
good.
It?
Yeah.
Never eaten one.
Oh, you've never
never eaten
the one that we used to park next to.
Never.
You never ate there?
No.
Oh, my God.
I just availed myself to the free parking.
I know, so did I. But you know what? I availed myself of that whole parking lot because I had to stay over in that place. That was a long story. And I've eaten at that Red Lobster. So it's like, no. And we used that parking lot as a stopover.
So you can't do a chick while wearing a bib.
No, it's very emasculating. Don't do it. Don't even make a move.
Hey, Joe.
Got to take off the boob for... Boob.
Take off the boob.
I got to take off the bib.
Because got to remember, she was younger, I was younger. This was a good fucking time.
I know. We could have put, you know, bring out some beers or some wine, depending on what you think her vibe is. And then, hey, let's go sit on the couch and, you know, hey, I have some snacks. And, yeah. You know, and,
maybe it might have all been in my head. But then again, if you're a hairstylist and there's not something, you can't be sticking boobs in the face. You got to tape that shit down when it's work time.
No,
why?
No.
No, that's half the perk of getting your hair washed.
No, I
that's
understand that from,
started,
I'm
yeah.
understanding from our perspective.
Oh, okay.
From our perspective.
Yeah.
But if you're the girl and you don't want guys to think shit, you got to
Oh, yeah, you got to strap them down.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a load on a trailer. You know? You just ratchet them down.
Why do you got to fucking ruin my image of this girl by bringing your fucking vehicle fantasies into it? What is fucking wrong with you?
No, but you can't
fucking
strap
animal.
Them
Throw
down.
Throw on a strap. Watch it. Heads up.
All right, down.
Put your neck in that thing. All right, scrub,
now,
scrub,
now
scrub,
I'm
scrub,
fucking
scrub.
Picturing her as a longshoreman. What is wrong with you? You fucking ruin everything.
Thank you.
Two spikes to the ass. Ask Joe's girl. She'll tell you later. Joe's girl will fill you in.
Oh. You did a little spit take. You're laughing so hard.
You have no idea.
I do. I was speaking with. Apparently, it was the butt of some jokes.
Actually, not at all. Well, not by me and Pip. Joe's girl did it.
Yeah, she went. She went. Took this in a different direction than we were planning.
He can take it. I was believed how it started. So you will. You can.
You
take
might be
up.
Taking it.
You can mail me for a transcript of the show.
Mail a transcript.
Sure.
I could just hit the replay.
There's that too. But I want like 80s news show on you.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, so you can ask her about that. Oh, when you guys are parked in the car and she asks what you do and don't like and then reports back to us. Anyway.
Yeah, it's amazing where those gear shifts can get
to. This fucking show is like an honesty pit.
I know. No,
I know.
Just
a pit.
Just give such a dirty look. Well, you know, you're saying that the car is the confessional. I mean, sitting here in front of a microphone, all of a sudden I'm telling people stories. I don't exactly pop those out.
Let me tell you something. Anthony Cume was on the air, you know, and still is, doing his show.
Look at that tape. And still is.
When it was on Opie and Anthony, now on the Anthony Cume show.
Plug, plug.
I've known the man for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's actually 40 years I've known him.
Told you he's old.
Yeah, well, but... He would tell stories on the air that I never heard before, like about, you know, back in the day. I'm like, holy shit.
Because you were unconscious at the time.
Yeah, probably.
You were there.
You were there, but the mic
is like a confession.
It really is. Because you think nobody else is around.
Right, because you
so
don't see.
Stupid.
Because you don't see. Yeah, yeah.
It's
you
fucking
can't see them.
Stupid. How naive of us.
I know. I don't think about the things that I say on this show before I tell people
Clearly.
About the show.
Sorry, set yourself up for that one.
I know.
She forgot where she was.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I think I took one from behind.
Took one in the eye and shot to the eye. Here's a Kleenex, sweetie.
Oh, God damn it. That's salty. Sorry.
Did you see me slip her the joke? Why am I in trouble?
You're not in trouble. I just felt
I
we learned.
The line.
I just felt like we learned a lot about the load she's taken. Loads of my life. A memoir by Pip Helix.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you get strapped in too tight.
Sponsored by the Acme Goggle Company.
If you're going to take loads, you want Acme.
Right. When it's coming at me, think Acme.
There it is.
All right, write that down. We'll call that. It won't be Joe Likes Anal.
What?
It was going to be Joe Likes Anal, but we'll switch it up.
Joe Attempted Anal.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Okay. Where's coming at
you saved yourself. You didn't realize it.
See what happens when you hit traffic? All right.
That's your own fault. You should have gotten one of them hover cars.
Wait, things are going. Another 10 years, you probably can.
They already got them.
Yeah.
Right, last thing before we take our first break, just celebrate a little milestone by not fucking working. 20 years I've been doing comedy.
Damn.
I know. I should be much better at this.
No. That's not what I said.
I said it. I didn't say you said it.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, that's really an achievement. A lot of people
have the good sense to stop.
Yes, they do. By this point, they're out.
It's not happening. You're not that good at this. Why do you keep showing up?
We tell you that all the time. You keep going.
I'm stupid.
He was looking at me.
Just my birthday.
Yeah, really.
One step closer to death. Enjoy.
Stop trying to make friends.
Well, we know what you like, but won't admit to. Well, if you try it, Joe's girl will get you the Acme goggles.
Oh, my God. I'm afraid of what's happening that you would need.
Listen,
them
I just learned you're fucking flexible. I didn't think those things could be done in a car.
I'm going to be,
damn it.
Around the corner
from an abode. We learn so much about you when you're not here.
Really?
You should not be here more often so we can learn everything about you.
It's dangerous for you, boy.
I mean, you said I'm going to have to give your eulogy one day, so take a month off. Joe's girl will fill us in.
I think she's fixing to fill you
in. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
she's going to cook you.
And meanwhile, when you and Lenore, my friend Lenore, get together to put the eulogy together, I know that story. I can add another 20 minutes on that.
But does Lenore know all that Joe's girl knows? She's a fucking
They
fan.
Talk.
Oh!
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
Me and Lenore have this covered then. Yeah. You'll be fine.
What does Lenore like to drink? I think we have to get her liquor.
Anything that's in the cabinet, believe me.
Good girl.
No wonder she's your friend.
Yeah. Oh, there was one time I went to go see your sister's band play. They ran out of shot glasses. And then the band before them sucked, and we were like goofing on them.
Oh,
of course you were.
And I'm like, I'm sitting there, I go, I have to put up with people's shit when I'm on stage. Fuck them. Ah, you guys stink.
You'll take my crap too. Yeah. That's pretty brutal.
Yeah,
it's like, what about the solitary? Like, you know, there's, you know, solitary among musicians. No.
Joe's a dick all around.
Yeah.
Solitary? What did I mean? I meant, what did I mean?
English. Solidarity.
Thank you.
Holy shit, when Joe has to give us the little words.
Thank you, Joe.
You know what fucking type of night it's going to be.
I'm so damn old.
We're going to Joe for vocabulary? We are fucked.
Joe, show me where my car is later.
I give you a really, but you know, they're all nice, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so 20 years in the biz.
That's great.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, I thought some things would be different.
Well,
it's like success.
All subjective. John.
Sorry.
No, but you certainly do have certain. You have thoughts of when you start. Go well after 10 years, I'm going to be here in 15 years.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way.
No.
Not always.
But
no.
I've done shit I never thought I would do.
Yeah, amazing things.
Thank you. Yeah, so you know you don't know. Yeah,
I just meant you were more flexible than Joe.
No. Not a car from around the corner, I'm not. All right. So unless you got something real quick, Joe, we're going to take a break. You got something real quick?
No, I no.
Okay.
Because what I got going on is so long.
Oh, whoa.
You fucking show up on time and we can indulge.
I'm sorry. My boss doesn't have the exuberance for the show that you guys do.
Oh, and you do. It's not just us.
Sorry.
You talk to your boss. You mean to speak to him?
Oh, boy.
You Joe's girl to speak to him?
No.
He'll look at you in a whole different way.
Oh, well, yeah. That'll get you in more trouble than Davin, let me tell you.
There's plenty of pipe that your boss can give.
Trailer's coming in every day.
Yeah. I don't think Joe's girl should be listening to this show. I think she should be having a talk with your boss.
Oh, my God.
I think he can help more than we can for her intentions and endeavors. But, yeah. So, and good luck with the stretching exercises. You're going to need them. Anyway. Can't wait till you are done so she can turn you out.
He's just like, he's
this show is
going to
be interesting as fuck. No, you ain't going to say shit, but she will.
I'm too tired to say shit.
Just lay here, Joe. I'll do all the work.
Actually, is that her talking or you right now? He just said he was tired. Just lay here, Joe. We'll do all the work.
You can have fun. Because I tell you really quick, between selling a house, buying a house, and unloading a house, and all the fun shit that goes with it, I'm just like a beaten man.
He's like a whipped
puppy. See, and that's why
right
I said,
now.
And that's why yeah. I said him.
You're backing off from being evil to him.
Exactly,
lately.
But when this is over,
yeah, because when you know if he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know.
Oh no, I can make your life miserable, but I'm not.
No, don't worry. There's plenty of people that are making it miserable.
Right, I figure they're
now.
Doing my work for me.
That's why the bank.
Yeah, he's
the
like
buyer, the
as long
title
as
company.
Long as other listen. At heart, I'm very lazy. So as long as other people are doing my work, I don't have to. Now, when they start fucking up, I'll be like, I have to tell one in Southwest.
Now,
I got to get off the couch now.
Yeah, all right, listen. He seems to be enjoying himself. Let me handle this.
Yeah, Davin's
he seems
relaxing.
To have life by the balls. Let me kick him in him. Get things back to normal.
I can't wait till they get that way, to be frank.
Well, prepare
yourself. I really can't wait. And it's just the key of how soon. So, yeah, you know.
All right.
You asked.
I did. Your life is always very entertaining. We yeah. live through your pain, but
that's yeah. Thank you.
We'll get a nice wrap up when this whole fucking thing is over.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we're gonna have to have a Joe chit chat like an hour.
I could feel it.
Yeah.
Well, you like being filled, don't you?
I'm
gonna have to listen
that.
To the replay.
Yes, you are.
That's how we get Joe to fucking listen. Talk about him. Otherwise, he's not fucking interested.
Yeah. Gonna get a cold, miscellaneous call on a Thursday afternoon. Hey, motherfucker!
What now? Which motherfucker is this directed at? What did I do? The first 25 minutes, usually, really? Yeah. Really?
It's usually how I say hello.
Yeah, I know. It's like, right number.
Yeah. Joe, I assume it's you.
Yes, it
is. Listen, Joe, my wife picked up the phone. She was not pleased.
But she knew who it
was.
She
handed me the phone.
For.
Yeah, yeah. Because
who else could it be for?
Yeah, you're a very angry man with issues.
It wasn't the first call that started that day.
And let Joe's girl do what she wants to do, it'll work itself out. First up and in and then out. Be good.
A lot of things will come out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, you know, not my problem. I don't got to clean the car. We should get Joe. Fucking
But I'll just leave it as is in the next road gig. Who's driving? I am stupid.
Why does this car smell like shit? Remember that show you did at the end of May?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a drop cloth genius?
Leave me out of this. Me too. It's too heavy duty for me and me.
I don't get hazardous duty pay.
Duty pay.
Duty pay.
Oh, why can't you be that funny when you try? All right. On the break, new music from Chris. Well, where are you going to go after your ass? Home. New music from Chris Taverner and his song Apocalypse Prediction. Random Order with Black Lipstick Kiss. You know, these didn't seem as on point as they
Oh, God. They're telling a story.
We start the show. I looked at the tunes of playing between the two. Yeah, but now that we're at that point, makes a lot of sense.
Call it Joe
themes.
Joe's next segment. Joe gets a black lipstick kiss.
That's a great name for a tune, Black Lipstick Kiss.
That is the fucking name of a tune.
Oh, okay.
It's Random Order's tune, you asshole. Write your own material, you fucking hat.
God.
First, you're taking Voss's material on Facebook. Now you're taking Random Order's.
Was that Voss's line?
I don't know. That's what Tom says.
I don't know.
I don't know
if it was or not.
I'm not the comedy police.
You know what? The comedy police would have called me out on it.
It got two likes. I don't know. Yeah. No way. That's good enough for me. You're in the wrong. I have no idea. I think I'm going to be working with Voss in a couple months. So if I do, I'll fucking put an ear out.
The curry do my bit.
That's what I've been hearing.
And finally, Chloe Collins with Forget Your Name.